Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. It is a new season. Hello, Seasons of Purpose listening audience. We give God all the glory and all the praise for another opportunity to come and join along with you for this Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast Bible study. Praise God. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We give God all the glory for his presence and all that he is doing. God, we just thank God. And he is such a mighty and such an awesome God. And so we want to take a time to certainly reverence him, worship him, and give him all the honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We also would like to welcome you in as we're getting ready to go into the study of God's Word. We're going to begin by having a time of praise and worship and welcome in the presence of the Lord in song. And then Pastor Jasper, who is here, praise the Lord, is going to lead us in a time of prayer as we go before the Lord and go to his throne of grace. And then we're going to get into the study of God's Word tonight. Hallelujah. We will be culminating our study on the 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. For those of you that have been tuning in for some time, you're probably aware that I did a series on the 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. And we have been touching upon these 10, ministering on these 10, and by the grace of the good Lord, tonight we will culminate this study. So we thank God for each of you that have tuned in tonight. Let's go ahead and usher in the presence of God with a song of praise, hallelujah, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, taking us to the throne of grace in prayer. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say no weapon. you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one. And
it won't.
You just say one.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We go to the throne of grace in prayer. Praise God. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing, your people, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word about to be delivered on tonight. Bless the woman of God fresh, Father. Bring forth your word with power, with might, Lord, with substance, Father, to bless your people in this hour, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your protection, your provision, Father. Thank you, Lord, for look out for us, Lord, and keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger, Father. Yes, no weapon may form against me, against you shall prosper in Jesus' name, Father. We thank God for your blessing us on this hour, this day, Father. Let your will be done to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and delve into study of God's word tonight. Tonight, as I shared, we're going to close our study, close it out on the 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. If you missed any part of this series, it can be accessed on our website, and because the messages on the blog talk are archived. So if you go to www.neweseasonmin.org, and that's New Season Men, M-I-N, the abbreviation for men.org or ministries.org, you will be able to access our archived broadcast. During this study, as I was going and preparing for tonight, the Holy Spirit revealed the essential need for us as believers to recognize that as we walk this Christian journey, indeed, we are going to encounter spiritual warfare. Sometimes the greater the call of God on your life, the greater the battle. But there's no need, as we've shared before, to fear. As the song said just a few moments ago, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. There just has not been not one weapon that has been created that can prosper against the children of the Most High God, because he is our refuge. He is our covering. Our Heavenly Father is our refuge. He is our covering. He is our banner and shield. No weapon, praise God, is able to penetrate the power of God. And because we are covered, praise God, in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we are sealed by that blood, praise God, nothing of the enemy can penetrate, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no need to fear, because the word of God tells us that when you are under God's covenantal care, you battle from a vantage point already of victory. Hallelujah. The victory, the battle is already won. The victory is yours because the battle, hallelujah, is already won. For those that have not been with us during the entire study, I would like to go over briefly those 10 powerful weapons in case you may want to write them down, that we as believers must maintain relationships with and keep in our spiritual arsenal. Because as I shared at the onset of this study, it's okay to be spiritually violent sometimes. Matthew 11 and 12 reminds us that from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. These weapons that we've discussed during this series are as follows: the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's angelic host, enduring faith, the tongue or the spoken word, prayer and fasting, and praise and worship. My husband's asking me to repeat this, so I'm going to repeat it as well. I said the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's angelic host, enduring faith, the tongue or the spoken word, prayer and fasting, and praise and worship. Tonight, we are going to cover the final spiritual weapon of praise and worship, and then discuss the relevance of our spiritual armor. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just give you all the praise and the honor. I ask, Lord God, that you anoint me afresh to be able, Lord God, to deliver your word with clarity, with understanding, so that, Heavenly Father, those that will hear will be able to receive. Thank you, Lord. Allow your word to go forth tonight, and let it not return void as you have promised, Lord, that it would not, but allow it to accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Hallelujah. We give you, Father, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Let's talk about praise and worship. Praise and worship are forces to be reckoned with in the kingdom of God. As we look at the difference here between praise and worship, praise is the joyful recounting of all God has done for us. Often it's intertwined with thanksgiving, as it should be, as we tell God how we appreciate him. Our praise should be that method of communication where we're telling the Lord, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor for all of his mighty work. Praise can be applied also not only to God, but yes, there are times that we praise others as well in relationships. We can apply praise to the relationship to our spouses. We can apply praise to the relationship of our family members and friends and spiritual brothers and sisters. Praise does not require anything of us. It's simply for us to be able to recount, to praise those that have done things for us. And at the spiritual level, certainly praising God for all that he has done for us. It is praise is merely the truthful acknowledgement of the righteous act of others. Praise, I'm going to repeat that, is merely the truthful wonderful deeds for us. He is worthy of all, hallelujah, all the praise.
Amen.
Worship, however, comes from a different place within our spirit. Worship should be reserved for God alone. Remember I said praise you can give to others. But worship, that is to be reserved only for our God. Worship is the art of losing oneself in the adoration of our glorious God. Praise can be a part of worship, but worship goes beyond praise. Worship gets to the heart of who we are. To truly worship God, we must let go of self-worship. We must let go of pride and be willing to humble ourselves before God. Surrender every part of our lives to his control and adore him for who he is and not just what he's done.
Yes.
Praise God. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is a lifestyle. Not just an occasional activity. Jesus said the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
John 4:3. When going through a spiritual battle, sometimes you must praise your way into the presence of God and worship your way out of the circumstance to obtain the reward of the Father's victory. I'm going to say that again because as I was preparing this, the Holy Spirit, I just began to rejoice in this in my own self. Worship, when going through a spiritual battle, be reminded that sometimes you must praise your way into the presence of God and worship your way out of the circumstance to obtain the reward of the Father's victory. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm glad you asked. King David is an excellent example of this premise. David knew the importance of praising and worshiping God. If you will, turn with me from Psalm 144. It says, now remember what I said about the pattern here of praise and worship. And how David, this is the Psalm of David, and he certainly knew how to praise and worship his God. He says here, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower. He's telling God and worship through his worship of telling God, yes, Lord, I know who you are. You are my goodness. You are my fortress. You are my high tower. You are my deliverer. You are my shield. And he whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Oh, yes, David begins this song by worshiping God. And he begins to recount and reflect on just who God is. He says, Lord, what is man that thou art, that thou takest knowledge of him, or makest the son makes account of him. Man is like vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thou heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. He's speaking to be able to allow his word to line up with the will of God in the midst of battle. And God is showing up on behalf of David, being able to fight his battle for David. Listen a little further. It says, cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. David recognized that the Lord would battle on his behalf. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of the great waters and from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Oh, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Mm-hmm. So first he began to worship God and be able to acknowledge who God was. Then he began to speak and allow his words to line up with the word of God, the plan of God, as God comes forth to battle on David's behalf. Then he began to praise. He said, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. He delivers us as well. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. From the hurtful sword. You can put your name right there in the midst of that scripture. And I will say he delivers Constance, his servant, from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking, no going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. You see in these last few scriptures how David made sure to cover by speaking the word of God, even in the midst of battle, to cover his family, to cover his belongings, to be able to cover those things and know that as he spoke God's word, God indeed battles on his behalf and victory and keeps. Victory is his. He says here in the latter verse, he says, what happy is that people that in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Again, David, this scripture outlines, here you see, an outline for even us as believers of God's battle plan. What is that? Praise God, worship God, and expect the victory. Praise God, worship God, and expect victory. The last element of our spiritual warfare, it's the armor of God. Moving from praise and worship, let's talk about the armor of God. You cannot be prepared for spiritual battle without putting on the whole armor of God. If you notice, and this is from Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, it didn't tell you to put on a portion of the armor. The scripture tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Sometimes we have a tendency to get dressed and we might decide to take a part of one suit and maybe put it with another suit, or maybe take a part of a blouse and match it with a skirt, or men may take, you know, a suit jacket and match it with a different pair of pants. They're putting on parts of a suit or parts of an outfit. But God tells us, in order to be successful here in battle, that we must put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God. Why? So that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers and against the authority and against the powers of this dark world and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Anytime God reminds us of something twice within a passage, and he's repeating himself, he is in turn validating the importance, the essential element of putting on, in this case, the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, because it's coming, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know, as a child growing up, one of my favorite questions to ask was why. My parents would tell me something, and one of my first questions would be, why? I didn't ask this question out of disrespect for their authority. I truly wanted to know why they wanted me to do what they were telling me to do. And to this present day, before I do anything, I must understand the why of the matter. It must make sense. And making sense to me means understanding the why. So as I was preparing this message, I asked the Holy Spirit why the armor of God was constructed in such a manner to cover these specific parts of our body. Because God was very direct in outlining in his word specifically what body parts that this armor was to cover. He said, stand firm, girded with the buckle of truth around your waist. The buckle of truth around your waist. Well, the why to this, the waist is the center of the body that connects the top portion and the bottom portion of your body. Like the belt of harness was also the center point, of the armor. The belt was that device, that piece of the armor, that piece of the equipment that held everything together. So the belt was essential. The buckle of truth around your waist, that is essential to be able to hold together the armor of God. The breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness actually is there to protect the vital organs of our body, such as the heart, which the Proverbs tells us flows from the heart, flows what? The issues of life. That's very vital. The issues of life that flow from the heart. So the breastplate, we have the belt that's holding up the full armor and holding it into place. We have the breastplate of righteousness that is covering our vital organs so that those things that flow from us will not be subjected by the grace of God, will not be subjected to the fiery dart of the enemy. The breastplate of righteousness. In addition, it also tells us to take up the shield of faith. Take up the shield of faith. Why is faith important? Faith is the element that God tells us in his word that without faith, it is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
There's not very many places in the Bible that the word impossible is used. But in this particular scripture, the word of God tells us that it is impossible to please God out faith. It also says that you're to take up this shield of faith that you may be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Faith is the foundation of every kingdom principle. Every principle of the kingdom of God has the foundation of faith. Why? Because first, in order for you to receive Jesus Christ, that alone is an act of faith. You've got to be able to believe by faith in order to receive salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You must have faith. And it is so important. God said in his word that not only must you have it,
mm-hmm.
but he also already gives us a measure of faith.
Amen.
Think about that. We serve a God that's so good that tells us, yes, it is impossible for you to please me without faith.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a measure of faith.
Yes.
And as God begins to work in our life, it is that our faith then begins to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because you begin to read, as you read in God's word, you will be able to see that there are certain levels of faith. Jesus Christ told the centurion soldier, he said, you have great faith.
Mm-hmm.
must have faith.
Amen.
The word of God also tells us about faith, that all you need is faith the size of a what? Of a mustard seed. A mustard seed, that is one of the smallest plant seeds that there is.
Amen.
But praise God, he doesn't ask us to have faith. He didn't say the size of a watermelon. He didn't say the size of a globe. He didn't say the size of a country. He said all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that faith is so powerful that it can move mountains.
Amen.
Praise God. Then the last element of our armor is the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Well, the helmet is important because the helmet guards your mind. Think about that. It helps to protect your mind. It helps to protect your brain. Your brain, which is responsible for your thoughts. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you put on that helmet of salvation, that in turn allows you, you should be able to have, the word of God talks about us having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ. You should be able to have your thoughts to be protected by the word of God. You should be able to have your thoughts geared towards basking in God's word. As a believer, the first thought in the morning should be of the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this new day that you have given to me. As a believer, the last thought at night should be the Lord. Lord, thank you for keeping me throughout the course of this day. If you keep on that helmet of salvation, you will in turn have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You're going to think the thoughts, as the word of God says. Think on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Think on what? Think on these things that are true, that are lovely, that are of a good report.
Yes.
And if there be any virtue, do what? Think upon these things. The helmet of salvation helps to guard your mind, to guard your thoughts, so that you will in turn be able to walk out, praise God, the will of God. And lastly, the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is what? The word of God.
Amen.
Which is the word of God, the greatest facet of your armor, God's word. Why is the word of God the greatest facet of your armor? Because the word of God encompasses every other element of the armor. The word of God tells you how to activate your faith. The word of God tells you how to walk upright in righteousness. The word of God tells you how that you're able to distinguish between that is which is the truth. The word of God, all, praise God, elements of the armor founded within God's holy word.
Amen.
The word of God also will guide you. The word of God will heal you.
Amen.
The word of God is a living word. It will deliver you.
Yes.
The word of God will protect you. Heaven and earth, the word of tells us, all heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word,
amen,
will never fail. Take up, the word of God tells us, that we are, hallelujah, to put on the full armor of God. And as Pastor Jasper has reminded us many times before, as we put on the full armor of God. The word of God, there's nowhere in it that it tells us to take it off. Praise God. I pray that this study of the 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare has been a blessing unto you, and that you will be able to take these messages and take this word. And when you are faced with the trial of this world and tribulation, that you will be able to recall that you don't have to worry, but you can stand from a vantage point of victory, knowing, praise God, that you already have everything that you need to be able to battle, hallelujah, because truly the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. And when you are in the Lord, there is absolutely no failure in him. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God and for the word of God. Amen. And we thank God for working things out, knowing that your God has given us weapons of spiritual warfare. We need that day to day. Amen. On this life journey, the Christian walk, amen, in Christ Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. And the one where God broke it down, all that word of God, my goodness. To God be the glory. Thank you, that power of confidence, a powerful, powerful need of word on the hour. Amen.
Amen.
You know that the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, and angelic host, enduring faith, the tongue, the power of life and death, prayer and fasting, praise and worship. And she broke down the full armor of God, praise God. We thank God for on the night for going through that series or knowing that you have, the God didn't need you without power, without defeat the enemy. You defeat the enemy in the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God. You defeat the enemy in the word of God. Amen. And we had said you likewise, amen. We can declare, and we can proclaim it in Jesus' name, the word of the living God in our circumstances. Amen. For our healing, for our deliverance in our life, for our protection, for God's provision, for whatever you need in your life journey. God got you covered with his holy divine word and his holy army and also spiritual warfare. At any given time, you need to know what you need in the weapons of your spiritual armor so you can fight a good fight of faith, and Paul said in Jesus' name, and keep the enemy at bay, for his enemy is defeated already.
Yes,
the blood of what Jesus did on the cross and through our being our Redeemer, living today. We thank God for the woman of God to bring forth the word of God with such clarity and power. You are the joy, you are the blessing.
Amen, amen, praise God.
You put your buffet on today? Amen, praise
amen.
God.
Amen. We thank God. We're going to go ahead in the last few minutes of the broadcast and allow for you as our audience to, if you like to share in this discussion on the 10 weapons of spiritual warfare, we will go ahead and allow you, if you just bring you into the studio, press 1, hallelujah, on your dial pad. Go ahead and press 1. We would love to hear from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller 0400. Go right ahead. Praise God. Good evening, Mother Pat.
Good evening, Mother Pat.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have went through basic training. Pastor Lisa, you brought me through basic training with every one of the weapons that you say we have, and we do have if we are believers. And then after I got with basic training, they issued me all of my equipment to be able to go so far. I put on the whole armor of God. From my head to my feet and in my arms and in my hand. I held my shield of faith. I had my sword. And I am one of those soldiers. What they say, we take it by violence. We can't be pity-patting around the devil. We got to let the devil know who we are and whose we are. And we
declare
the word of God, commanding the enemy, hey, you got to go. You can't stay here. You got to go. The blood of Jesus is against you. The word of God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I've been shooting all my bullets.
Yes.
The word of God said, bang, bang, bang. Oh, that was good. That was very good. Thank you very much. I enjoyed the whole series. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. And be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. We thank God for you, Mother Pat. Yes, yes. As Mother Pat shared this, this is in this season, my goodness, with all that's going on, as we recognize that prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes.
Amen.
There's not only wars that's going on in the natural. Oh, there are wars and battles that are going on, my brothers and sisters, in the spiritual realm as well. And that is why it is so essential. Yes, as Mother Pat shared, we must go through basic training. Once we go through basic training, we graduate, hallelujah, and they give us, and the Lord has already given us our weaponry and our armor, hallelujah. And all we have to do to be a successful soldier, an effective soldier in the kingdom of God, is to use the weaponry that God has already provided, putting on our spiritual armor to be able to fight, hallelujah, to be able to fight and stand and withstand in victory against the powerful and the darts of the enemy. He has no place. He has no authority. And yes, praise God, as Mother Pat just shared, the blood of Jesus Christ comes against him. And when the blood of Jesus Christ comes against him, oh, yes, he is truly a defeated foe already, and he has got to flee.
Amen. Praise God. And you would be undefeated.
Oh, yes. You are undefeated.
And in the power of God, you'd be undefeated. The power of God is, you know, is unpenetrable, cannot be penetrated by the enemy.
That's right.
So you got another book of victory in that.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God.
Is there another this evening? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you. We're talking about the 10 powerful weapons, hallelujah, of spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Well, praise the Lord. Caller, your last four digits are 6866. Go right ahead, please.
Evening, Pastor Constance. Can you hear me?
I can. Good evening. How are you?
Awesome, awesome teaching. Praise the Lord. That exhortation and that teaching was absolutely powerful and effective.
Amen.
Thank you so very much. I just wanted to give God all the glory for it. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who am I speaking with? Is this
Sister
Sonetta? Who am I speaking with? That's what I thought. I thought that was Sister Sonetta. Praise God. Praise God for you, Sister Sonetta. And we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have a wonderful, blessed evening. And thank you for sharing. Praise God. Yes, is there another tonight? That's right. We give God all the praise. We give him the honor and the glory. We know as the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is such a mighty and awesome God. Well, we have about four more minutes left into the broadcast, praise God. And we are not going to take it for granted that everybody on the line tonight is saved. In order for you to be able to have these spiritual weapons, to have access, to the spiritual weapons that we were talking about. In order for you to be able to be clothed, hallelujah, in the full armor of God, you first got to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the word of God tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you simply believe in your heart and confess with your mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's just a simple prayer that says, Lord God, forgive me of my sins. I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected for my sins. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life, to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, welcoming Jesus Christ into your heart, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God, because your name has just been written with fresh ink, hallelujah, fresh spiritual ink that will never be erased, into the Lamb's book of life. And the word of God tells us that when there is but one that turns from his wicked ways and receives Jesus Christ, then the angels of heaven, they rejoice. Not only are they rejoicing, praise God, we rejoice also with you. And we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Well, we thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in tonight. We pray that, again, that this word was a blessing to you. Go forth and be able to share with someone else that needs, in this dying world, that needs to know that we serve a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. Go forth and have an awesome week, and to God be all the glory. We love you, and have a great night.
God bless.
God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
he'll reign.
Forever
he'll reign. Come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say,
my God.
Come
Thank you.